morning, Daisy from Beth Mitchum.
Can everyone hear me okay?
Good morning.
Yes.
Okay, great. Then we can get this call started. Today's call is for RFP third-party account receivable collections, RFP 21919. The deadline for submissions of these proposals is Friday, August 2nd. And the purpose of today's call is to respond to all the questions that were submitted by the deadline in the ECMC procurement portal Bonfire. I want to thank everyone for their interest in doing business with ECMC. And at this time, I'm going to pass over the call to Janet Martin, VP of Finance, and she will go through the questions that were submitted.
Again, good morning, everyone. I want to echo Serena's comments and thank all of you for your interest in doing business with ECMC. We did have a lot of response to this RFP, and there are quite a few questions to go through, so I will try to be as efficient with those as possible. I want to kind of level set for you all the expectation in the RFP with respect to the self-pay accounts. I realize now after seeing some of the questions that it might have been a little bit ambiguous as to what we were. So on the self-pay accounts, we are not looking to outsource that volume of business, and we are not looking for a collection service per se. We have discovered, we use Meditech 5.67, and we have discovered that we have some coding issues, I guess, if you will, in terms of our remit rules and our proration rules. And what is occurring is that we have accounts that have one to two or maybe three insurances. And as the first remit is processed, instead of our system going down to secondary payer, it's dropping directly to self-pay. And when that happens, then it takes a manual intervention by the staff to go in and analyze the account and push it to the right financial line and rebill. We have the same issue on self-pays with credit balances. Sometimes the accounts are, they'll have two separate or three separate bills for a certain patient, and the payment is boosted to one account versus a correct one. Work that needs bucketing for those.
Excuse me, Janet.
So with that, I'll go ahead and start going through the questions. And the first one is, please provide the anticipated or average monthly placement volumes in both the number of claims and dollar amount of claims. I don't know exactly what the average placement will be because that changes. What I can provide you with is our balances and number of accounts at 6/30. So on our no-fault population, there is 9,200,000 in those balances, and there are about 4,800 accounts, and the average of those accounts is $1,900. On our workers' comp population, there is about 7 million, 6.9 million to be exact. There are 5,800 accounts in that population with an average balance of $1,200. For self-pay, we have $21,456,000 in value in self-pay. There are almost 76,000 accounts in that population with an average balance of $283,000. At what age will self-pay accounts be placed with the agency? Again, we're not looking for placement or outsourcing. We're looking for some help and just kind of vetting those accounts. Is there an incumbent in place? Can we provide a reason for the current RFP? We do not have an incumbent. This work is currently being performed in-house. And again, I've kind of articulated for you at the beginning of the call what our reason is for the RFP. There's a lot of volume and not a lot of resources here to work them. Please provide the exact Meditech version. Again, that's 5.67. Our clearinghouse is SSI. And the next question is, will the selected vendor have access into the billing system as well as imaging systems? And the answer to that is yes, we would expect the work to be done within our Meditech environment. What is the current statement cycle being utilized by the client? We are on a revolving 30-day cycle. Do you have anything other than proposal requirements, Exhibit A, that can provide additional information about the scope of work? The full RFP documents are located in the file section for RFP 2119 in the Bonfire Procurement Portal. In the RFP, you state, by submitting a response, respondents agree to both the terms of this RFP as well as ECMC standard terms and conditions attached to the RFP as Appendix A. ECMC reserves the right to reject any proposal in which the respondent objects to or attempts to modify the language of either the RFP or Appendix A. Can you please provide Appendix A so that we can review it? And that Appendix A is located on the Bonfire procurement portal. There are several attachments out there, and this one being one of them. What is the total dollar amount you are placing per month for bad debt? That's not applicable to this RFP. And there are a series of six or seven questions after that are all related to bad debt and agency. And again, none of those are applicable for what we are seeking through this RFP. Will this new contract include any backlog? And the response to that is yes. As I mentioned earlier, we've got several thousand accounts that need to be worked, so that would definitely be included. Do you use a propensity of payment scoring for your accounts? No. Will we require credit reporting? No. Are your accounts scrubbed for Medicaid and Medicare at registration? Currently, they are not. What type of reporting are you requiring? We're expecting from the winner to provide us with amounts, particularly in workers' comp and no fault, the amounts they've billed, the amounts of payments, adjustments, be recommended for litigation. And frequency of all referrals for workers' comp and no fault, those would be sent and be worked daily. Are there any other processes included? Definition of third party, for example, Blue Cross Commercial and other payers. No, the scope of this work will be on self-pay, assessments, workers' comp, and no fault.
Hey, Janet, if I can interrupt for 1 second, and just ask everyone to please put their phones on mute. We would appreciate it. Thank you.
Will the vendor have access to electronic medical records, media manager, copies of upfront forms, copies of registration documents, and any other forms? And the answer to that is yes. Of course, with a signed contract and a proper BAA, you'll have full access to whatever is needed to perform the work that we're asking you to do. Will vendors receive copies of monthly age, child balance, cash reports, and denial reports? Again, we would expect some reporting to come from the vendors in terms of the work that they're performing, and there would obviously be an exchange and reconciliation of the balances that you're seeing and the balances that we are confirming on our end. There's some duplicates here, so forgive me as I try to weed through them. Will vendor perform all self-pay Dunning cycle, meaning all self-pay statement billing, and it will be New York State uniform bill format? Or will ECMC be performing the self-pay billing within the incremental time? Again, on workers' comp and no-fault, we would expect that y'all would do the billing for self-pay. Our expectation at this point is that you will identify the accounts, and we will do the billing. That may change, so I would ask for you to provide pricing for both if you do just the review for self-pay, and then ask you to do subsequent billing of those. Please provide that pricing for us so we can kind of vet that as well. What phone numbers will be on the statement if ECMC is performing a self-pay? Of course, ECMC's number would be provided. Can vendor perform Medicaid applications? We're saying no to that at this time. Regarding self-pay credit balances, will vendor receive ECMC formal policy on working self-pay? And again, we'll be reviewing those and not releasing them. Will vendor be working directly on the hospital systems? The answer is yes. Will layouts and sample reports be issued to vendors so that formatting and programming may be done? I don't know that that's applicable. Currently, how many vendors are performing? And again, that's being performed in-house. Several duplicates here. Can ECMC provide a current denial report for workers' comp and no fault with the top five denial codes? We're not going to be sharing that publicly, but of course that all that information will be shared with whoever the eventual winner of this is. Does ECMC expect the chosen vendor to exclusively, that's a duplicate, I should have marked that off. Will ECMC require claim initiation out of ECMC's billing system? The response is yes. Does ECMC utilize a software to identify underpayments for no fault and workers' comp against the fee schedule? We have inpatient rules for proration now. We don't on the outpatient side, so any underpayment work is scored manually. We are working with a vendor right now to get contract management and proration written for all of the accounts, but for right now, that process is manual. Are ECMC's terms and conditions subject to negotiation? ECMC requires respondents to agree to its standards, terms, and conditions. Red lines will be considered by ECMC, but respondents must be prepared to accept the terms as is in order to submit their proposal. We will consider alternates to the insurance requirements on a case-by-case basis. Will the vendor have access to your DRG calculator for inpatient stays? Yes. Will on-site presence be required? No, it's not required. We would expect you to perform your work remotely from your location. There may, however, be times that we will want you on-site for meetings, etc. But as a normal routine business, no. How many AR staff are needed for this RFP over the next 12 months? I can't answer that for you. I would hope that you would take our volumes and kind of estimate that for us. For self-pay debit balances, does the scope of work include performing collection agency? No. Does the scope of services for this RFP include accounts receivable posting from the EOB? No, EOBs will continue to be posted by our staff. Demonstrated New York State experience with respect to the specific subject matter. Is this a minimally acceptable pass or fail criteria with minimum experience specifications? And if so, can you further clarify, or will this be judged comparative to other bidders on a scale? This is a pass or fail criteria. New York State has got some nuances, as other states do, but had that experience to be considered. Will this be awarded to just one vendor? Our expectation is that it will be awarded to just one. We have some other vendors right now in place and for other projects, and to the extent that we can keep those narrowed down to one vendor, for lack of confusion to the staff and just kind of keeping an inventory of our accounts, we would want it to be with one. How long will the selected vendor have to work the accounts? That would be until resolved. Will there be a recall time frame? And again, because we are not looking for collection or bad debt services, there is no recall time. Will the vendor use facility letters to the patient and place of business or vendor approved letters? We would be using our approved letters. At what age will accounts be placed, and is there a backlog for workers' comp and no fault? Those would be placed at day zero, and we are pushing the billing, follow-up, and collection activities at day zero for that population. Will discovered insurance be billed and follow-up by the vendor or closed and returned to Erie? Again, I discussed this earlier. We will likely push that out to the vendor with whatever communication we need for our PFS staff. A lot of you asked the same questions here, and I have 192 of them, so forgive me again as I kind of go through these and mark out the duplicates. Is there a term contract? If this is a term contract subject to renewal, what is the term and the maximum number of option periods? That will be determined within the contracting negotiation period. Are bidders permitted to deviate in any way from any manner of quoting fees you may be expecting? For example, if there is a pricing page in the RFP, can bidders submit an alternate fee structure? If there is no pricing page in the RFP, do you have any preferences for how bidders should quote fees, or can bidders create their own pricing categories? I think you are free to price them as you see fit, as it makes sense. I would ask that you all try to be consistent. So if it's a percent of collection on the workers' comp no fault, if it's number of accounts worked, you know, whatever that might be, if you can try to stay consistent so that I can evaluate your responses equally. Have all options to extend the other contract been exercised? Again, that's not applicable. Who is your electronic payment credit card processing vendor? We use PDC for you. What process should a vendor follow, or which individual should a vendor contact to discuss budget neutral services outside the scope of this procurement but related to it, designed to recover more debt prior to outside placement and lower collection costs? Again, we are tied to governmental procurement laws, and so you will be limited to just scope what is requested in this RFP. If there are additional things that you offer, you can provide those, but they will not be considered as part of the RFP. And if we were to decide that something else we were interested in, then we would have to RFP that scope of business as well. How do your current processes and your vendor relationships systematically determine if the death of a responsible party has occurred? We typically will put a lien on the estate. Do you have designated process or policies around deceased accounts? And the answer to that is yes. Do Do you currently search and file probated estate claims? Have you considered an automated tool? We do search for probated cases, and we do not have an automated tool in place to do that at this time. And the scope of services outlines several services. Does ECMC want separate rates each so that they can pick and choose? Again, as we just discussed, I can foresee a rate for the self-pay review and a rate for the billing and collection of the workers' comp and no-fault. Is ECMC looking for full-service, early-out service solution? No, we are not. Is it preferred that the agency have a local presence? No, there's no requirement, and it's not preferred, but you must be familiar with the New York State rules. Will all 501R requirements be taken care of before the placement? ECMC is not a 501c3, so we do not have to comply with a community benefits reporting. Does the agency get to keep insurance for insurance on self-pay? I don't really understand that question. And again, given our previous dialogue, I think you should have what you need to do that. I am confused with the item and plan to achieve deliverables, section 5.2 continuity plan for sure, continuous service. We are bidding to get the services. Is it looking for backup staffing or processes? Yes, we are looking for turnover. And again, with the volume of accounts that we have, we want to ensure that you have adequate staffing on the front end, but you also have a plan to maintain that staffing throughout the course of our contract. That is all of the questions, again, omitting a lot of what I thought to be duplicates. So at this time, I can open up the floor for any additional questions that you may have. If you'd like to unmute your phone, you're free to do so.
Can you tell us if this is a home plan?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Can you tell us if this includes nursing home claims or just?
Yes, it will. This would be for both the hospital and our nursing home.
Hello. So the numbers that you gave us at the beginning of the call?
Yes.
Those were monthly numbers?
No, those were balance numbers.
Those were balance numbers. Okay.
Those?
Okay.
Those are balance?
Those numbers.
I'm sorry?
Could you? I was having a bad connection, and I'm actually on vacation. Can you just repeat the numbers? I'm sorry.
Actually, we will be posting a recorded version of this call. So
thank you.
That's posted. Yeah, you can go out and take as much time writing those down as you need to.
Good morning.
And
thank
Janet,
you for the information. I just wanted some clarity regarding self-pay, if I could. Okay. So you've made it perfectly clear regarding the coordination and the primary. Basically, we would be looking at the self-pay receivable and reviewing it for primary, secondary, and if there's tertiary, but then dropping it correctly to the patient responsibility since Meditech is not possibly doing it automatically. But
correct.
Within that self-pay, would we also be I think one of the questions was if it's a self-pay responsibility, but additional coverage is located. Is the vendor responsible to update or provide that back? And also, is there continuity where the vendor keeps the claim, so to speak?
Mm. I think the expectation would be that you would drop to the correct financial class,
mm-hmm.
And issue the bill, but again, log that for us, and you would certainly get credit for whatever the collection efforts are after that.
Okay. And then my last question is regarding the expectation of the vendor to make inbound and receive outbound and receive inbound calls. So they would be working as a self-pay early out?
No, they will not.
No, they will not. Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
And another question that I have for you regarding those numbers, can you provide the average age of those accounts? I think you had get some breakdowns. Can you provide the average age of those?
My fingertips, but I will have Serena post that.
Okay, thank you.
A question regarding the volume. I know this is your current balance, but is there any possibility of getting the number of registrations, inpatient, outpatient, for both no-fault and workers' comp?
We can get that. And again, I'll gather that and have Serena post it out on the Bonfire portal.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
As far as the workers' comp cases, is there a plan to refer all of those claims, or did you say that you'll be retaining some of those internally?
Workers' comp and no fault is 100%.
Thank you.
Self-pay, again, those just really need to be worked and looked for secondary payers, and if it is a true self-pay account, then we would certainly want to know that and drop a statement. Right now, we are holding statements on a lot of the self-pay accounts because they've not been reviewed. So it's become at a balance of $21.5 million, I'm sure you understand it's a huge problem.
Will
we be looking for adjustments?
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Will we be responsible?
I don't know if two of you are talking at the same time, but I still could not hear your question.
Are we going to be responsible for validating payments like the adjustments not missing or something like that, in addition to identifying secondary and tertiary insurance?
Yeah, I think that would definitely be part of it, and I think that it'll become very clear when you start looking into the accounts, particularly, as I mentioned earlier, we've got credit balances on some of the accounts where they should have been applied differently. So I think part of the overall review will be looking at the adjustments that are posted, the payments that are posted, if there's secondary insurance, kind of a soups-to-net approach on just making sure the account is appropriately stated.
So in a sense, we're just reviewing every account for a proper bucket rolls and adjustments.
Yep.
Okay.
And if there are get referred back. There were a couple of you talking at the same time. I apologize. Can you repeat?
Yep. If there are posting issues, as you discussed. Got two people talking again.
If there are posting issues, again, you will have access to the system and would have access to make the proper adjustments.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you currently have a self-pay vendor?
No, we do not. We are quite short-staffed right now in our patient financial services area. I think we've got, 11 or 12 openings. And right now, the way that the workflow is set up, the billers have responsibility for billing and follow-up. And with the current workload and the openings, they really don't have a lot of time for follow-up. And that's kind of built us up to where we are now. So we do not have anybody specifically designated for the self-pay population. Again, it's part of the biller's queue right now, and they just don't have the time to get to them.
Okay. As a follow-up, do you have a bad debt vendor currently?
I heard bad debts, but that's all I heard.
Okay.
as a follow-up, do you currently have a bad debt vendor?
We have collection. We have a couple of collection agencies in place right now. As an FYI, we recently into a contract with Care Payment, and that is, if you're not familiar, they are a self-pay financing solution. So we just entered into that contract, or just actually put the contract live about a month ago. So our expectation is, once we get these accounts and we know that the self-pay balance is a true self-pay balance, that we will put that Care Payment mnemonic on and ship those accounts out to be financed through Care Payment. They're a self-pay solution in terms of the financing piece, but they're not doing any work in the accounts.
Would you consider some solutions in both the self-pay or the bad debt arena, just because of the way your current staffing situation is?
If we go into a dialogue that's outside of the scope of what we're asking for here specifically, we may have to reissue an RFP. You can focus on what we're asking for now, and again, if there's other solutions, you can present those, but outside of the RFP, and we'll have to evaluate additional services separately.
For the purposes of cleaning up the self-pay balances that were not contractualized correctly by the system, could you describe the reference material that the vendor would use to determine the correct contractuals? Would they have access to the contracts or a matrix of the payment?
Absolutely. You would have full access to anything you need to do your job. I don't get into the weeds with the accounts, but my understanding is once the account is open, you can tell right from the patient screen if there are additional payer sources there, and you can pretty easily trace that they did not go to the secondary or in a case that a third payer. I think it's pretty evident when you look at it, and it's a matter of Meditech is not very automated, so those balances literally have to be transferred to that other bucket for billing.
Thank you. Just really quick, are you uploading the E35 review? So is there like an electronic EOB to use as a reference?
We are posting electronic EOBs. We have a lot of, and that's another project we're working on, is we have a lot of manual stuff that's being posted as well. So we're looking at lockbox solutions on another project, and any way we can improve automation.
Great, thank you.
Good morning. Could you speak about the MWBE requirement for Article 15A? Is the prime contractor able to use one duly certified MNW to meet the 30%, or would they need to contract with a minority and a woman in New York State?
This is Serena Roloff. I can answer this call. There actually is, at this time, not a requirement for MWBE this RFP, but we do encourage participation. And if you do have participation, if you could document it on the Exhibit B2, which is our utilization plan, so we can document any participation that you do have.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm sure a lot of the vendors that are on this call have a lot of experience with Meditech. Are you looking for best practice recommendations in these RFPs in our daily, our monthly reports or weekly reports back to you, so that you can help clean up your system?
Always.
Okay.
Always.
I know that's what we always do, but I just want to make sure. It sounds like, you know, there's a lot of things that I know that we can really do to help you out.
Okay, yeah, I mean, definitely. Again, we've just had We've just had some challenges down there, and system performance is certainly one of them.
Very good. And which version of Meditech are you on?
5.67.
Great, thank you.
Hi. During the review of those claims or those accounts, if there are coding such as 66 ENM levels on CPT procedure codes that look to be incorrect, are we responsible for correcting those, or do those go back to staff there?
Anything related to coding would have to be reviewed by medical records. If those accounts are sent to medical records and they're reviewed and they approve with the changes, then you will have access to make those changes in the account. But they have to be vetted by medical records or coding department first.
Okay.
So to clarify, we send it to medical records. They're not going to change it. We need to change it and bill it out.
That is my understanding, but don't hold me to that. My understanding from other conversations I've been on is that medical records approves the coding change, and that it's done in the system by the biller.
Would that approval be documented within Meditech somewhere? Would there be a trace of that approval?
Absolutely. Yeah, we live and die by our comments fields.
Yes, we do.
Are there any other questions? Okay. Again, thank you very much for your interest and your questions. We will be posting on the portal the average age of the accounts. And the number of registrations for workers' comp and no fault. And I will also have Serena post the values that I presented to you earlier, so you have a visual and you can see exactly what you're dealing with.
I have a question. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
For non-patient facing activities, does ECMC allow any type of offshoring for price consideration?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you.
And Jen, another follow-up question. With the need to look at additional data based on some of this financial information being posted, is there an opportunity for somewhat of an extension on the due date with that need?
Serena, what is the due date now? It's the 2nd, isn't it?
As of right now, it's Friday, August 2nd at 11 a.m.
Okay, so you think you'll need more time from the 2nd? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think it might be beneficial based on the need to evaluate some additional financial data.
Okay.
And are the proposals able to be sent electronically?
The proposals need to be posted on our Bonfire portal. They cannot be emailed directly to Serena or to myself. They have to be posted on the portal.
You're not going to be providing any financial information that's above and beyond the information that was provided on this call, correct?
That is correct.
Jenny, you may have answered this earlier, but on the self-pay component, what is the time frame to be able to work through those self-pay balances and provide the appropriate recommendations? Because it's based on what you're saying, it's our understanding that that's a one-time review project for the self-pay versus an ongoing
So our goal is to, of course, clean up the backlog. Simultaneously, we are working with Meditech and another vendor for our proration and remit rules within Meditech. So our hope is to stop the bleed, so to speak. It's not going to help us with the current population, but on a go-forward basis, we hope to have those things statusing correctly, and the work will become less and less.
Okay. And then no need for the Leo vendor going forward?
We're talking
talking on top of each other. I could not hear the question.
Yes. Is the RFP extended? Is the answer yes?
We can extend it out for another week if that's helpful.
Is that going to be posted on Bonfire?
It will be.
Yes, we will. I will, once Janet and I have a discussion offline as to the exact date, all changes will be made in Bonfire and you'll be notified.
Perfect. Thank you.
Welcome.
We appreciate that. My follow-up question on the self-pay, just to verify that as you go through that cleanup of the self-pay you mentioned and the Meditech involvement, the remit corrections, will you then not need the vending from the self-pay component going forward?
I guess I'm confused by your question. Can you repeat it?
Yeah, I just want to verify that for the self-pay component, that that's strictly a review project versus an early out ongoing solution.
Yeah, we're not looking for early out. We're really looking to just validate the self-pay balance, and if there's additional payers that need to be billed, we want to pick those up in a timely fashion, but we're not looking for an early out. We're not looking to outsource this population at all.
Okay, that's great clarification. Thank you. And just one last piece on that. Do you have a specific time frame for your expectation of that vendor involvement on that cleanup for the self-pay?
As soon as possible, as fast as possible.
Okay, thank you. I might say that.
I realize that we're talking about, 76,000 accounts in our self-pay population. So, again, we're going to have to work together and, just them, the most critical, if we've got a secondary payer and we're bumping against timely filing, then those ones would rise to the top. But again, I'm looking for y'all's expertise on prioritizing those as well.
Right. And you mentioned secondary insurances. Do you have some statistics currently on what your typical percentages are between straight self-pay and balance after insurance for that self-pay population?
Well, again, given the backlog that's in self-pay now, I don't know what I don't know, I guess is the answer.
That's
the reason for the
yep,
that I don't
understand.
Know.
Thank you.
And how much is over a year old? So we know how much is potentially over timely filing.
Yeah, I will provide that. I'll have Serena post that. I'll put an aging balance out there for each one of these.
How many new accounts do you think on a monthly and annual basis, once cleanup is done, you guys get or is expected or anticipated?
Based on the previous request, I'm going to look for the number of registrations for workers' comp and no fault, and I think maybe you could get the information that you're needing from there.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll get you the number of self-pay registrations, and again, trying to get a number of what drops the self-pay is a completely different number.
And Janet, will there be any opportunity once these additional data points and metrics and clarifications are provided online through Bonfire, will there be any opportunities for some follow-up questions on that information?
I'll let Serena speak to that. She knows this process better than I.
No, typically once the question answer period is over, if you have any questions, they would have to be on this call, because the next step after you put out this information is the proposals will be due.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any more questions? Okay, again, thank you so much for your participation. I look forward to receiving your proposals, and have a great rest of your day, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.